It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Welcome back. Lots of confusion last night regarding a lawsuit filed in St. Charles County, the 11th Judicial Circuit, regarding the St. Charles County Director of Elections, Kurt Barr. The gentleman that filed that suit asking for a temporary injunction for relief was Travis Hines, and he's been kind enough to give me a minute this morning to kind of explain this to my listeners. Travis, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining me this morning. I've read through this lawsuit, and I think it's important for people to understand, number one, the polls are going to be open. It was never your intention to shut the polls down.
Absolutely.
And number two, what you're asking for here is relief allowed by the law for you to have watchers in these polling locations.
Absolutely. What we've seen the giant push with the early voting. Now what we're seeing too is with the additional polling places being open, that we're not allowed to have our watchers and challengers into there. And it's a bit of a concern because there's nothing in the statute that designates one from the other. So we did make a request to actually become a challenger, and then we made another request to become watchers, and they had actually rejected it. So took it in front of a judge. He agreed with what we were seeing in the statute, and we're kind of here where we are. And hopefully they can get it resolved on, I guess it's Friday?
Tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. There's going to be a hearing, what, tomorrow morning, I believe, at 9 a.m. You know, I talked to Kurt Barr about this via text message last night. He said there wouldn't be any interruption. He would follow the law, is what he told me in his text message. In your opinion, the problem so far is that he's not following the law, that it's sort of maybe being a guardhouse lawyer to claim that because it didn't specifically mention absentee voting, that he didn't have to allow watchers in there?
Well, I think that's where it's kind of getting muddy. It has nothing to do with the votes. It's actually the language revolving around ballots.
Yes.
And it is included, to be there where they're counted, but it also says to be there where they're being prepared to be counted. So that language is in there as well. So when they can come out each day with a number and say, 5,000 people have voted, or 11%, 12% of the counties voted, obviously that's being tabulated or coming counted somewhere. That's the clarity we're asking for. So if they're saying that that's not counting, we're asking, where is that number coming from?
How do you think this got so misinterpreted last night? I mean, I know that there was a Post-Dispatch reporter who got it wrong. I think Fox 2 was reporting that the polls would be closed today.
Yeah, I think they're just looking for kind of that spicy election story, for lack of a better term. I know it's kind of being reported. It's a person walking up to a building, pulling the door handle being turned away. But this is more of an administrative thing.
Yeah. Have you spoken to Kurt Barr since you filed this?
No, I have not.
So depending on what happens in court tomorrow morning, and assuming that Kurt Barr follows the law and allows these election watchers in, then they would be there as soon as, I guess, Saturday, right? Because I know at least one of the locations in St. Charles County is open for early voting that day.
Yeah, I believe it's the election headquarters will be open on Saturday. And, you kind of sit back and you kind of think about how this actually is. We're we're at most talking about, you know, two people, one for the satellite location and one for the election office, you know, but it also goes in, you know, this affects all parties. This is, you know, this affects the Democrat Party, and who, you know, if there are any third parties on a ballot, it affects everyone. So this is not a partisan thing. This is about the people in our elections.
So I guess my other question, Travis, is we are, 8 days into early absentee voting now? 9 days, maybe 10? And why just now? Why not file that suit 8 days ago? When did you get denied access to be a watcher?
Initially, we got our first request. Well, we got qualified as challengers to, you know, the November 5th places on October 22nd. And then, you know, like you said, we've had a lot of volunteers as well as, you know, we see the turnout. Well, the volunteer numbers are large, too. I think we're, you know, over 30 or close to 30 actual people wanting to be challengers, which is unprecedented for our county, which is really great. But then we're just kind of, you know, reviewing kind of the whole thing. And we see, oh, well, there's a giant gap here with the early voting places. We need to get somebody to get in there and, you know, tend to those, you know, voting and whatnot. But, you know, so it's you know, you send a response and then you wait a day, you get the response.
I
then
see.
It's like, okay, you know, and then you say, oh, well, I can't be a challenger. Okay, well, maybe the watcher. Okay, so you send the request, you get the response. So here we are days later. And then, you know, I think the last one was he had said that they weren't counting the ballots, but there was a another radio show, I guess it was yesterday morning or the day before, he had said when they go in the tabulators, they are being counted. And
I
it's
see.
Like, well, you know, it's like we've got to pick a lane here. We just can't cherry pick what's in there. And, you know, we need to, you know, we need to be handling our elections according to the law.
Yeah. Well, good. Thank you for asking the right questions. And we will be looking forward to hearing what happens tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Travis Hines, thank you. I'll let you get back to work.
Absolutely. Get out there and vote. Vote,
yes.
Vote, fight, fight, fight.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it. Travis Hines there. I caught him. He had to clock in to work at 6, but he agreed to give us a couple minutes this morning, and I appreciate that. So hopefully you have a better understanding of what's going on there. Polls are open in St. Charles County today and tomorrow. Don't let that stop you from going out there and voting, voting, voting.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.